Chapter 5, Vignettes. Overview. Leaders at all levels learn best through the experience of others. There have been many platoon leaders and platoon sergeants who can share their experiences with future platoon leaders and platoon sergeants. Leaders can also do well through a professional reading program aimed at expanding a leader's knowledge, which can introduce them to new situations and develop critical thinking skills. This chapter consists of 4 vignettes that provide insights into the experiences of Army leaders. These can be used as a discussion with a partner platoon leader or platoon sergeant on how each would react. This exercise can build leadership skills as a team and prepare a platoon for success. Vignette 1. It has been 3 months since Second Lieutenant Adams was assigned as a platoon leader. His platoon sergeant, Sergeant First Class Sharp, has been the platoon sergeant for the past year since the company's last deployment. Their brigade is deploying to the National Training Center and just completed packing and sealing containers. Because it is the end of the month, Second Lieutenant Adams knows he has to sign his hand receipt as part of the company battle rhythm. When reviewing his hand receipt and packing list, Department of Army Form 1750 packing list, Second Lieutenant Adams could not find one of the platoon's weapon mounts annotated. Second Lieutenant Adams knows he told Sergeant First Class Sharp that the company commander wanted the platoon to bring all of their weapon mounts. Because the platoon was training last week, they were unable to pack and seal containers until Tuesday. Second Lieutenant Adams and Sergeant First Class Sharp were preparing for the company training meeting and had Staff Sergeant Angle pack and seal the platoon's container. Second Lieutenant Adams searched the platoon's equipment locker and did not find the mount. Staff Sergeant Angle said he was sure the weapon mount was packed. Sergeant First Class Sharp knows the platoon had property issues with the last platoon leader, and the turnover to Second Lieutenant Adams could have been better. With the time crunch, 2nd Lieutenant Adams had not completed his sub-hand receipts. The company supply sergeant knocks on the platoon office door and shares, "The executive officer wanted me to give you a copy of your hand receipt. The commander said no one goes home until he gets signed hand receipts from each platoon." How should 2nd Lieutenant Adams and Sergeant First Class Sharp address the issue? How could 2nd Lieutenant Adams and Sergeant First Class Sharp have prevented this situation from occurring? When and how should 2nd Lieutenant Adams and Sergeant First Class Sharp address the issue with company leadership? What controls can 2nd Lieutenant Adams and Sergeant First Class Sharp implement to prevent this from happening again? Vignette 2. While at the National Training Center, 2nd Lieutenant Adams and Sergeant First Class Sharp's platoon moves to the support by fire for the company breach. 2nd Lieutenant Adams is following the platoon's movement on his joint capabilities release when he notices that his global positioning system is no longer updating his location. He contacts Sergeant First Class Sharp, who reports the same effect on his global positioning system. 2nd Lieutenant Adams attempts to contact his company commander, but is unable to raise him on communications. Staff Sergeant Angle, the lead squad leader, reports that he thinks he reached the support-by-fire location, but cannot confirm due to his global positioning system not working. 2nd Lieutenant Adams is unsure if he is in the right location. Although he has a map and compass, he is unable to find himself on it due to the darkness and lack of identifiable terrain. Sergeant First Class Sharp reports that he and the third squad leader think they can identify the obstacle and an enemy overwatch position past it with their night vision goggles. Sergeant First Class Sharp wants to set the support by fire in this location. Second Lieutenant Adams knows that if they are in the wrong position, they may desynchronize the rest of the company. The platoon may be in the right spot, but what if his platoon went too far? He tries to check his global positioning system and contact the company again, but has no luck. As 2nd Lieutenant Adams looks at his watch, he realizes he is supposed to start the suppression in 5 minutes. Over the radio, Sergeant First Class Sharp starts telling the squad leaders to set the support by fire here. What should 2nd Lieutenant Adams and Sergeant First Class Sharp do? How should 2nd Lieutenant Adams and Sergeant First Class Sharp resolve their differences of opinion while on mission? How could 2nd Lieutenant Adams and Sergeant First Class Sharp have either prevented this situation during planning or mitigated it when it occurred? Would a common set of graphic control measures help? How would you expect a squad leader to act if the above scenario was about a squad setting a support by fire for a platoon breach? Vignette 3. After a successful National Training Center rotation, 2nd Lieutenant Adams and Sergeant 1st Class Sharp's platoon returned to home station. During their first company training meeting, Captain Sherman said the company was going to start a training path that will culminate in 6 months when the brigade certifies companies with a combined arms live fire exercise. Captain Sherman stressed the company needs to be able to shoot expert on their assigned weapon systems, move, day and night driver's training and mounted movement techniques, and communicate, radio and joint capabilities release training, including operating in a global positioning system, and communications degraded situation. First Sergeant Willis reviewed the company's statistics. The platoons were behind on the non-commissioned officer evaluation reports, and medical protection systems showed most soldiers amber or red on something. After the training meeting, 2nd Lieutenant Adams and Sergeant 1st Class Sharp sat down in their platoon office. 2nd Lieutenant Adams pulled up the company training calendar, showing the required 350-1 training and service schedule for their vehicles. Sergeant 1st Class Sharp looked at his Army Physical Fitness Test Tracker and reviewed the Medical Protection System Tracker. 2nd Lieutenant Adams stated that he thought the squads needed to get out in the field and start working on battle drills for team and squad live fires needed for the company combined arms live fire exercise. Sergeant 1st Class Sharp looked at his numbers and recommended they start with physical training and focus the squad leaders on medical appointments. As they start reviewing the Army Training Network website and laying out their platoon's training for the next couple of months, the operations sergeant walks in. Sergeant 1st Class Sharp, a new tasking from battalion just came in. They need a platoon to assist on gate guard next month, and the first sergeant told me to give it to you. How do 2nd Lieutenant Adams and Sergeant 1st Class Sharp decide what and how to train to prepare their platoon? How can their platoon best manage the multitude of requirements that are put on it and maintain readiness? What can 2nd Lieutenant Adams and Sergeant 1st Class Sharp do to keep platoon cohesion and discipline, given their operational tempo? Vignette 4. 1st Lieutenant Adams and Sergeant 1st Class Sharp returned from their company's squad live fire exercise. Sergeant 1st Class Engel did well, as expected. The 3rd Squad had some retraining to do. Sergeant 1st Class Sharp predicted this. Sergeant Young, 3rd Squad's Alpha Team leader, did not participate. He had another Army Substance Abuse Program class. Sergeant Young was the best tactical team leader when the platoon was at the National Training Center, but he was starting to be unreliable. Last week, he missed physical training in the morning, claiming his alarm did not go off. At the family readiness group meeting before National Training Center, Sergeant Young and his wife got into a fight. It appeared that Sergeant Young's wife was frustrated about the National Training Center rotation and was taking it out on the team leader. Sergeant Young brushed it off. At National Training Center, Sergeant Young was critical, being able to complete a resection, figuring out where the platoon was as they set in a support by fire. After returning from the National Training Center and being relieved off gate duty, the platoon went into overdrive, preparing for the company combined arms live fire exercise, often staying until 1800 or 1900 hours. Sergeant Young's team worked well together, but there were rumors they would go out drinking together after work. Sergeant Young's wife also did not attend the last family readiness group meeting. A couple weeks ago, Sergeant Young and his team were reported by the charge of quarters for partying in a soldier's barracks room. The commander referred the whole team to Army Substance Abuse Program because there was alcohol involved. Still, the following Monday, Sergeant Young took his team to the range and they all qualified expert. As 1st Lieutenant Adams and Sergeant Sharp pulled into the company, the executive officer was waiting for them. Sergeant Young was arrested last night for driving under the influence, and the company commander wanted 1st Lieutenant Adams and Sergeant Sharp to report to his office immediately. How should 1st Lieutenant Adams and Sergeant 1st Class Sharp address the issue? How could First Lieutenant Adams and Sergeant First Class Sharp have either prevented the situation or mitigated it as it occurred? How does the platoon maintain its cohesion and discipline? What resources are available for Sergeant Young and his wife?